Srini Sarapalli is one of the foremost human change makers and peak performance experts in the world today. Widely considered as a change master, Srini uses a compelling combination of hypnosis and neuroconditioning to make powerful and life-lasting changes in people almost instantly. He's a sought-after speaker, teacher, and mentor to many on the subjects of business and personal success. Srini offers many training programs to individuals and corporations alike, regarded by many of the world's foremost speakers and trainers as a true transformational expert. Srini's radio and TV shows reach about 5 million people in the USA and beyond. Srini has addressed over 1 million people through his seminars, workshops, and presentations. Over 400,000 people listen to Srini's Success Talk on a daily basis across various radio and TV channels worldwide. Set the altitude of your expectations high, and here is Srini Sarapalli.
Good evening, friends. Thank you for tuning in. Live from the heart of Silicon Valley, broadcasting from the Bali 92.3 FM studios, this is Success with Srini on Human Design, Human Engineering, Human Excellence. I am Srini Sarapalli, your host. I'm here to answer your questions about life, about business, about career, about any part of you that wants to create an outstanding version of you, but somehow, somewhere, you are limited. Somehow, somewhere, something is stopping you from getting to that next level. My idea with this show is to inspire you in the process, transform you to that outcome. That's my promise to you today. The number in the studio is 888-818-0404. That's the call-in number. Listen, if you're seeking motivation, if you are looking for some inspiration, then this is the show. This is where it all happens. My idea is to seed some thoughts into you so that when you step out and when you're done listening, when you're done participating in the show, when you step into life, magical things happen for you. That's my idea. My idea is to start a conversation in your mind. And that is my goal. The best way to reach me is right here on the show. 888-818-0404 is the number. Two commitments before I start the show today. The first commitment is that as I speak today, I will miss a few words and I will mingle the words. I may not be able to complete my thought. And the reason why I say that is because 11 years later, the first time I started a show on the South Asian Network here 11 years ago, and this is the first time, this is the first day that I'm doing a show on Bali 92.3 FM in the drive time. Up till now, it was Saturday in the mornings. Now, it's Tuesday right here. I'm excited. I was looking forward to this. This is going to be amazing. But it's not going to be amazing. It's not going to be exciting unless you participate. Okay? The second commitment to you is that you'll still walk away with some value. As a result of this conversation, you will walk away with some value. And the reason is this. Listen, people are always are convinced by the depth of your conviction. They are not moved by the height of your knowledge. Doesn't matter how much I know. Doesn't matter, you know, what kind of credentials I have and all the things I've done. It doesn't matter. People are always moved by the depth of your conviction. If you absolutely, convincingly know that which you do, that is what creates value. That is how this works. Now, listen, the times that we are in right now, everything else that's happening to us, right? What it has done, it has fundamentally questioned our convictions. Listen, you're good. You have skills, you have talents, you have capabilities, you have proven track record and doing some amazing things. And now the whole COVID thing happened. And now everything has been shut down. And we are now being confined to our houses and dealing with things that we have to deal with that otherwise we are not really dealing with, right? And now as a result of all that, our conviction has been challenged. Now as we are slowly stepping out of this, which we will, by the way, we will come out of this. But then as we are going to be starting to move forward, there are some doubts, and here is how I know, because I get the calls, I get emails, I get people calling me and I in conversations everywhere. Everything is like, I don't know I'll be able to perform at the same level. I don't think I'll be able to do justice to the work that I'm otherwise doing or I was doing before. I'm overworking, underpaid. I don't think I'm going to buy that house. I don't think I'm going to invest in that company. I'm going to buy that stock. I think the market is too high. It's going to go down. All kinds of apprehensions. All kinds of resentments. Now, all this leading to that one thing, which is diminishing the self-esteem, taking away the conviction that otherwise that you build for all these years, over these years, many years, all this experience that you gained, all the things that you built for yourself, right? All that is being challenged, all that is being questioned. How do we overcome all this? I want to share a few strategies with you that I specifically use in a coaching setup. Again, the number in the studio is 888-818-0404. You have a question for me, you're welcome to call in with your question. I'll make my best effort to answer your question, provide you with a solution, or maybe provide you with an idea or a thought that's going to further open you up to other possibilities. Either way, you'll walk away with a definitive outcome as a result of you making the call. So the number in the studio is 888-818-0404. As I said at the beginning of the show, the best way to reach me is right here, right now. Whether you call me outside of the show, I'll answer you the same way that I'm answering you right here on the show. Talking about performance, talking about dealing with uncertainty, talking about this uncertainty that I'm dealing with, within which I'm not able to choose and make the right decision. I don't know which way should I move. I don't know whether if I make a decision now, whether it's going to add up to the overall journey that I'm trying to embark on, or I was on just a few months ago. So those are some of the questions. Up till now, on my show, I've been telling, listen, this is the time to really refine your skills. This is the time to acquire some new skills. This is the time to focus on learning something new and acquire a set of skills that otherwise were not possible back in the day, or that you thought they were not relevant at all. So this is the time to do that. In just a matter of time, we'll be on the other side of this situation. And when that happens, listen, the obstacles that you think are now, that you are perceiving as obstacles, they are truly opportunities in disguise. They can only be opportunities in disguise if the preparation is in place. You see, spectacular preparation always leads to spectacular success. In other words, spectacular success is always preceded by spectacular preparation. So what kind of skills that do we need? What kind of preparation that we need to have in place to really perform when the opportunity will make itself available to us? I want to spend a few minutes and kind of go more deeper into this. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is Success with Srini. I am Srini Saripalli. The number in the studio is 888-818-0404. You're welcome to call in, stop me at any point in time with a question, a situation that you have got going. I will make my best effort to answer your question within my capability and within my skill and within my experiences. So that being said, the first skill is, as we are working with the situation that we're working with right now in the times that we are in, the first skill is that we need to somehow understand that our choices that we make now will decide our destiny. So making a choice is a skill. When you are not making a choice, it means you're choosing. In fact, you're making a choice by not making a choice. So choice making is a skill. Life is nothing but a series of events. That positive or negative is exactly how we happen to them. In fact, life is very neutral as it happens. So choosing our thoughts is a skill that we need to develop, because our choices determine our destiny. The second aspect to this is, obviously, when you want to make a choice, you need to have some thoughts in place. Our thoughts lead to choices we make. So our thinking leads to making those choices. Now, thoughts are things, and I have been I've been mentioning this multiple times and across all my shows. You know, everything that you see, the car that you're driving, the radio through which you're listening, everything that you see around you is a thought that was in somebody's mind, and they designed and they gave life to that thought. So every thought eventually is a thing. The only exception to that, you and me, we were not thoughts. Somebody did not design us. We happened as a part of nature. And other than that, everything else around, obviously, if you take the nature out, everything else is a thought. And before it became a thing. So first of all, choice determines our destiny. Thoughts are things. So I would rather choose to have positive thoughts rather than have negative thoughts. And I will engage in an activity within which I'm constantly looking to feel good about the choices that I'm making. Hence, I need to have thoughts that are positive, because that creates the feeling anyway. So it's amazing how these things are interrelated, but then that's exactly where it starts. It starts with a thought, okay? Every adversity in life is a seed of opportunity. Right now, given the situation, the times that we are in, looks like everything can be summed up into one word called adversity. All of us going through it at the same time. But then there are multiple opportunities in this. There are amazing opportunities in this. Somebody, I was having a discussion earlier today, a very dear friend of mine mentioned something. He said, money is moving from one place to the other. And he's so correct. Absolutely. Money is moving from one place to the other. It's not that money is getting destroyed or getting created, whatever. It just, some industries are going away. Some industries are coming in. Some are getting highlighted. Some are getting diminished. So that's how this works. So there is opportunity in this, all this adversity. So that has to be embedded in the mind. That's the point. The second aspect is focus leads to a perfect vision. Things are not happening for a reason. There is focus that's missing. So if I simply zone in on focus part, and then I start building that 2020 vision, and those things start happening. It's not about skill. It's not about talent. It's not about energy, strength. And we find all these things to justify our position on something that did not happen for us. Bottom line is, it's lack of focus. I'm not saying that other things do not contribute to lack of an outcome. They do. But then when everything else is equal, we are talking about that one thing, which most people miss, which is focus. There are so many different, I can spend this whole time talking about this whole focus thing, but then I could run a 3-day seminar on this. But here is the deal. If somehow we can set goals and execute on the goals will have a certain attributes to them. And I want to give those attributes in a second here. But then we invariably, every time I talk to someone and they say that I'm not getting success, I'm not getting the next level, I don't see growth happening, I ask them, do you have goals? Have you written those goals down? Have you created a trail of goals, even though you did not accomplish them? I want to see a pattern. I want to see a habit where they started writing goals when they were 20 years old or 15 years old. And then they are 25 years old and 30 years old and then 40 years old and to the current point in time. So did you write goals? And if you have started writing goals, when was the very first time when you started writing goals? And what was your percentage of success of those goals? Now, the reason why we say that is obviously because we want to increase the focus. And the only way to increase the focus is goals. Goals are not something that we try to achieve. Try implies failure. Goals, when they are set and they're set the right way, they will pull you to the outcome. Inherently, they will pull you to the outcome. You don't need to push yourself towards the goal. It's amazing how that whole principle works. But, one thing I've consistently found, the successful, my clients and the people who I look up to, I consistently see that they are amazing goal setters. They set goals, they accomplish them, and they try to push themselves even a little bit more. They want to build higher accountability into other goals. They want to set higher standards. They want to stretch themselves. They want to deal with bigger unknowns as they're setting up incrementally better goals as years go by. I'll give you the attributes of a good goal in a second here. But the number in the studio is 888-818-0404. My name is Srini Saripalli. This is Success with Srini. And a new time on weekdays now, Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. I'll be here answering your calls, your questions, any aspect of your life that you feel that you are challenged, any aspect of your life is somehow not aligned, and somehow somewhere you see a disconnect and you see an element of non-performance or some degree of unhappiness or whatever that is. This show will motivate you. This show will inspire you. That is the goal. That's the idea behind this. There is something that I want to quickly share before I go into the specifics of goals, goal setting here. If you go to my website, srinisaripalli.com, I made a change to the website. Up till now, people were asking and saying, we want a free consultation or a consultation, all that. We've been talking about consultations and all that. And essentially, a consultation is where you try to find if the client is a good match, and then the coach or a mentor or the therapist, if they are a good match. So you're kind of evaluating each other. As a part of starting the show today, as a part of making the change to the website, we made a fundamental change where instead of calling it a consultation, we are now calling it a coaching session. A coaching session is a place, is an engagement within which I am fully vested into your success for the amount of time that I'm spending with you. Just enabled it. We're trying it. We're experimenting with it. So if you go to my website, srinisaripalli.com, if this show, this talk, or this conversation is motivating you, inspiring you, and I got your attention, then go to my website, srinisaripalli.com, and there is a link there which will allow you to have a coaching session with me and schedule that session. If you're able to click the link and you're able to, you know, schedule the session, it means you are in. You do not need to tell me anything about your problem. But when we get on the call, on the coaching session, I will be so vested into your problem and you will walk away with a plan, a solution to how to deal with it. And that's my promise to you. I do not know how many I can do, but then the link is there on the site. We just enabled it about an hour ago. So you go to my website, srinisaripalli.com, and only do if you think this is making sense. This conversation is making sense. Don't do it because you want to test me out, or it's not about me, it's about you. I will be here every Tuesday. If you are listening to this show for the very first time, we will get to know each other over the long period of time. That's my promise to you. But then if you are dealing with a situation that you need help right away, and you really do not know where to go and how to go, I'll be as sincere to you. I'll tell you, if I don't know the solution, I'll tell you I do not. And if I know somebody else who can do it for you, I will let you know right on as a part of that coaching session. But then I'll coach you. My goal is to give you all the skills, all the tools, and all the possible scenarios as a part of that coaching session so that you walk away empowered. You walk away with some additional skills to deal with, okay, or additional tools to deal with. That's my promise to you. So go to srinisaripalli.com and schedule that session. If that link is still available, which I know it will be because we just enabled it about an hour ago. But if you're listening to a recording of this show and you go there and you cannot find the link, then that means that it's not there. So I'm sorry. So if you're listening to the recording, but if you're listening live, we just enabled it about an hour ago. You should be able to see it. Okay. The number in the studio is 888-818-0404. You have a question for me. You know, you're welcome to call in. Few attributes, you know, again, successful people have incredible goals. They are masters in goal setting. In fact, they don't call themselves masters, by the way. They are building the mastery. They are incrementally setting goals. Those goals are testing their standards. Those goals are stretching them. Those goals are making them more accountable. Those goals are inducing more unknown into their existence. They are doing that on a consistent basis, and they're looking to do something different as a result of every time they're setting a new goal. Is there a point where they say, oh, no, I'm a master in goal setting? No, I honestly, personally speaking myself, I'm not at all any which way good at setting goals for my own self. I'm still learning the skill. I don't know anybody who is a master in goal setting. We all are students of self-improvement. We are good students. So we build ourselves through the process. A few elements I want to quickly share with you, you know, how to set good goals. Hopefully this will help you if you are thinking through this. First of all, you need to own the goal. Don't do it because somebody else did something. Don't do it because somebody like you from the same educational background, from the same you know, community, for the same more or less last name. You know, I have heard all kind of stories from people. You need to set goals that are unique to you, that which you can own, and that which you can relate to, that which you can wake up in the morning, you see yourself in the mirror, you can relate to the goal, you can relate to the mind that eyes are seeing in that mirror. Okay, obviously they have to be specific. You know, and then they have to be flexible. Things are not going well. You need to be able to change and mend and move. In fact, the most flexible person in the room is the most powerful person. You know, wherever, if you are the flexible individual in any conversation, in any conflict, in any crowd, in any gathering, you are the most successful person because you will always come out as a winner. goals have to be challenging. They have to be exciting. Goals have to be aligned with your values. Goals have to be balanced. You can't set goals without telling your, without talking to your boss, without talking to your spouse, without talking to your children. You know, and then those goals become your own, and they're not a part. You know, they can't be balanced out. They have to be realistic. They have to be in such a way that they're contributing to a bigger purpose. It's not like, you know, I just want to do it for myself and then I'm done with it, right? No, it is contributing to a bigger self of you. It's a contributing to a bigger self of your family and an institution that you're part of. It is doing its job at the highest level. And also, set goals that can be supported. You know, when you ask for help, people know what you're doing, so they can provide you with any kind of help that they think will help you, or you think that you need. Don't set goals that otherwise you have no idea where to go and ask for help. If in the middle of the way that you just don't know what to do with after half success, like I don't know where to go with this, right? So those are some attributes. In fact, there are many such attributes. About 30 odd attributes of setting a good goal, and I'm actually changing the list as I'm personally, you know, moving through and part of my own journey. My name is Srini Sarpalli. This is Success with Srini. 888-818-0404 is the number where you can text me outside of this show. If you're listening to the recording, that's how you can get hold of me. Go to srinisarpalli.com and check out the coaching session that we are offering. And it's going to help you. It's going to set you, give you some perspective, and you're going through some challenging times. Again, this coaching session comes completely, that no strings attached. You're not committed to anything. This is my gift to you, so for you to deal with your situation, to deal with your scenario, and then acquire some tools so that you can deal with whatever thing that is that you're dealing with. Now we all humans. We all have problems. Nobody's problem free. All of us have issues. Nobody can get here just because I happen to be on this side of the microphone doesn't mean that I don't have issues. We all have issues. We are humans. A baby born, 10 seconds ago has a problem. And a human just about to leave the earth in the next 10 seconds has a problem. We all, and everything in between, obviously, problems. So it's a good thing. Problems are challenges. Challenges means that it's going to push us to do and try things at a different level, and it's going to bring the best out of us. Thank you for your time. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your participation. Again, 888-818-0404 is the number where you can text me. Go to srinisarpalli.com and check out the coaching session. And by all means, take advantage of this session and schedule the time, and I promise you, I'm going to help you out with a solution or an idea or a thought as a part of a conversation. Thank you all. You have a wonderful evening. Bye now.